Vukile Property Fund's diversification strategy has paid off. The group's reported a 3.5% growth in dividends to 80.84 cents per share, boosted by strong performance from its Spanish portfolio, together with a continued solid showing from its South African shopping centres. Looking ahead, the group expects distribution growth of up to 5% in the coming year. And Group CEO Lawrence Rapp joins us with more of the detail. Lawrence, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So you've released your interim showing a solid dividend growth of 3.5%, but with Spain now generating almost half your revenue. How much of the kicker coming from that end versus South Africa right now?
Look, Spain really came through very strongly, but I think one also shouldn't discount the strong South African performance with like-for-like growth of around 6.1%. So when I look at it, we really are delighted with the operating performance in both businesses. You know, Spain really proving our business case that we've spoken about on a few occasions. I think that's all coming through. And South Africa delivering a very, very strong result in the context of a very poor economy.
Yeah, I want to hone in on South Africa because you've disposed of your non-retail assets locally in a bid to position Vukile a little bit more aptly to leverage off even the current economy. So how are you rating your standing right now?
Well, that move to being a retail fund, in fact, has been a few years in the making. So we've been sitting at around 92% retail assets in South Africa. The idea of selling the non-retail assets has been on the table for some time, and we've now got a very exciting deal with AIH and the creation of a new fund that they're going to own called Umbaco Property Fund. But from a Vukile point of view now, really effectively once that deal closes, we're 100% retail in South Africa. And I think there are a few issues that come out of there. Number one is to look at the defensive nature of the assets that we have. It's more LSM sort of 1-7. They are generally supermarket anchored shopping centers, very defensive by nature. And if you look at the trading stats of what we've produced over the last number of years, very, very healthy. And we believe there is still growth in rentals in those particular properties. We're sitting at a rent to sales ratio of around 5.9%. We're still getting growth in base rentals, which means that if you're providing profitable, successful centers for tenants to trade in, they're going to want to be there.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be able to get that rental growth. So overall, we are very excited about the way the portfolio is positioned. We certainly are not naive around the challenges of the SA economy. I think we certainly are hoping for the structural reforms we need to see that turnaround. But the portfolio is very well positioned.
Well, talking about reform and you talking about your portfolio being very supermarket anchored, I want to take a look at the Competition Commission's decision now to put an end to exclusivity agreements with major tenant supermarkets. So how do you see that shifting the playing field?
Sure. You know, our approach is to really look at it from two perspectives. Number one is we are very clearly always going to abide by what the law says. That's a given. But we're also going to be approaching it from the point of view of saying there are three stakeholders at least in these discussions. There is the customer and what's best for the customer. There are our shareholders in our business and what's best for them. And there are very loyal tenants who've been with us for many years who are good tenants and what's best for them. And I think it's about trying to get that balance between those three stakeholders to get the right outcomes. There have been a few shopping centres of late that we've redeveloped that had exclusivity clauses. Mm-hmm. We were able to engage with the holder of those exclusive rights and explain that actually it was in their best interest to introduce a new grocery anchor, Maluti Crescent, for example. And we were able to do so. In fact, there are three or four in the last year where we've been able to do that. So I think our view is to say, approach this first and foremost from a commercial point of view. What's best for all the stakeholders? And then to make sure that that is being done within the constraints of the law.
Yeah.
And we'll always abide by those. But I think it's, I think what we find is a pragmatism from many of the large grocery anchors that we have, who, again, on a few occasions now have let new tenants in. But I think approaching it on the point of view of what is best for the centre and what's best for them is a much healthier way to do it than opposed to saying, here's the law, go and change.
Absolutely. Well, one assumes that more and more of that is going to happen, especially in a context that you've emphasized, a slowdown of new mall developments in South Africa, which you say should help the performance of your existing assets. Are you seeing a slow and steady decline on that front, or is it grinding to a halt?
It's not grinding. I think what we are saying is that it's something that we should see. We would expect to see banks perhaps hold back on funding new developments. It's very hard to make a case for bringing new capacity to the market. So we think that for the long-term health of the sector, we almost need to see a contraction in supply, not an increase in supply. And, you know, if one looks at the Edcon story, what was one of the contributing factors, in my opinion, to the whole story, is this idea of saying, well, if a new mall is going up, we're in. And what you do is you proliferate space. People always tended to think that it's better to cannibalize your own lunch than have somebody else doing it. And I think we've learned that lesson, that that's not always the case. So we think a more responsible approach to opening shopping centers is really needed in the market. We don't need many more, and keep the capacity that there is and make sure they're all successful.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Lawrence, for having joined us in studio this evening. Thank you. Of course, that's the CEO of Vukile Property Fund, Lawrence Rapp.